The appraised value that was set for 2021 is $7,603,148, and that you're seeking a valuation of
$5,533,791. Yes, and I apologize. Let me get my information pulled up.
Sure, sure, sure.
I apologize. Because we have
15.
Slightly edited. Wait. That value.
Actually, I'm sorry, I was reading last year's value. $5.7 million is what you're requesting that to be changed to.
Yes, sir.
Which is a little bit higher than what the valuation was last year.
Stephanie's going in there and printing this off for you.
Okay, very good. As you're getting your paperwork, if you have anything. And we got what you sent over to us.
I am ready to go whenever you guys are.
Mike, this here is Wesley. I just don't get it printed for them. They're printing it now.
Okay, perfect.
I've got it on the screen, though.
Okay. Yes, let me know whenever you guys are ready for me to begin, and I'll be happy to start.
We're ready.
Oh, okay, great. As you can see on the screen that Wesley has up, first page of our evidence is a summary income capitalization or income approach for the Grand Plaza Hotel. And what this is based on the property's actual average daily rate and occupancy for year-end 2020. So what you can see is here there's an average daily rate of $68.12. And then they operate at 34% occupancy. It's not good numbers at all. So what we did is we used a 76% expense ratio, and this tied to the market / historical expenses for this hotel specifically. We got a net operating income of $409,835, which in the following pages, you'll see that operating income is well above the actual operating income for year-end 2020. And then we used a 9.5% cap rate. That's what the cap rate we were seeing for the area supported. And based on their actual daily rate and occupancy, we were coming in at $3,883,000 amount, which is well below what our requested value is. What I really wanted to highlight here is the property just did not operate. You could pretty much say this for all hotels in 2020. They didn't operate at market and really operate at the assessed value. So the income just doesn't support the 7.6 assessment. Again, that's just based solely on the year-end 2020 data. And if you go to the next page, you'll see Grand Plaza year-end comparison where I provided going back to 2015, the average daily rates, the occupancy, and you can see the fluctuation throughout, last 5 years. So what I did, and this is after talking with Susan over, at Taney County, the assessor over there.
Sure, and she's right here.
Is Susan in there? I didn't hear.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Susan. So Susan and I talked pretty, extensively about this property. And what I noticed was we're looking at 3 years of income. So I tried to mirror that type of income approach, which is the basis for our requested value of $5.7 million. So essentially what we did is we took an average of the 3 years. And, you can see 2020 is negative value. 2018, 2019, above $9 million. Well, that three-year average came in at $5,740,092. So again, just showing that this property really did have some issues, as most hotels did in the area through 2020. COVID, lack of people traveling, all that stuff, hotel values and real estate values for hotels really suffered last year. You can call it a huge correction, call it what you want. So that's based on year-end actual income. That's $5,700,000 or $5,740,000 amount.
Do you have
and the following, we have the following six pages are each year's year-end income. So the first two, you'll see year-end income for 2020 is the first page. Following two pages are year-end income for 2019. Now, I will say, if you are to look at the net income on the income statement, we did remove, so to get our $900,000 amount in the three-year average income approach, we did remove non-allowable expenses such as interest, depreciation, amortization, those types of expenses. So you'll see that for like year-end 2019, our operating income of $452,000, not really reflective of the true real estate operating income. So I do want to point that out. Sometimes these income statements, NOI, can be a little misleading for real estate purposes. So to continue on, again, we have a couple more pages of income. So 2018 was split into two. We were lucky enough to get the prior owners just January 1 through May income for the property. And then we combined that with the current owners June through December for year-end 2018 income. So you do have to do a little math there to get our, to get where we are at. So those are the income statements. And further, this property does have roof damage that does need to be repaired. And when they're looking at the roof, they also discover that there's mold in several areas of the hotel that also needs repairs. So the next nine pages are just showing what the expenditures will be to fix the roof and the mold issues. Again, just further more showing that this property does need some repair. Not, you know, I guess you could say it's not as clean as other facilities after they discovered this mold issue. You can see if you go down a couple pages, there's pictures of the affected areas, and even quotes. Roughly going to cost them, it's going to cost them over $100,000 to fix all this. They will have to shut down like a breakfast bar, and there's hallways that have been affected. So there are additional issues just outside of the income that have impacted this real estate value.
Yeah, that looks bad, Blake. My wife, I know you want to know this. The night I asked my wife to marry me, we went and ate at that restaurant there. So I'm very sad. I won't show my wife those pictures of that mold because she's very sensitive to mold as well. But I won't take her there for my anniversary this year. But at any rate, I knew you wanted to know that, so I just thought I'd interject that. So obviously there's some stuff that has happened there. I know the assessor took the time, did look at an income approach. It did come out very similar to the cost approach, the way she ran the numbers. We see that the value, you know, had been set for quite a long time at $5,533,000. You're asking for a valuation of 5.7. I'm going to ask my colleague David Akers here to see if he has anything that would be something that would be reasonable in nature, with a being that COVID was a tough year, and then also the fact that they have a significant amount of mold in the property.
Let me ask the assessor a second. What's the assessor? What would you?
My concern here. I see he sent this in. Yes, but we sent him a card. And he didn't request that we come out and do an interior inspection. And so, I mean, Kenny actually does do that. We actually did that for a theater where we marked it way down because of all those problems.
Okay.
But he didn't ask for that. And so we're basing our numbers on the appraisal that he just did on it and on the income approach. And they're pretty close.
Okay.
Do you think that you could...
Would there be any way to go out there?
We can't change the numbers now. You guys are in charge.
Well, we're the ones that change the numbers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just was curious as to what
But see, also,
he sent pictures. I mean, we know what it is.
I mean, how much would that kind of thing? How much would that roughly? I mean, do we have a figure?
You'll see that it said total budgetary amount is $148,469 to fix the mold issues.
But how does that affect also their income operating while they have that?
Well, I don't know.
So, I mean, you'll see, like, there's a couple pictures showing that there's mold in affected areas in the restaurant. So that could certainly affect how the restaurant's operating. You may have to shut it down for a period of time to fix the mold issues to get in there and, you know, fix everything. So it can definitely affect operations. And certainly you don't also want to, you know, expose residents to potential harmful mold. Well, much like
it's always humid downstairs because of that pool.
Right, yeah.
It's always humid downstairs because of that pool.
Yeah. Do you?
Well, I want to ask the question about for those kinds of issues, do you usually mark it down by the amount of that you estimate that it would take to repair it, or how do you guys usually do that?
We just have to look at it and depreciate it by.
You just have a depreciation table, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, but there's really no way to do that this year, probably. Okay. In other words, if we tabled it, you don't have time. You know, we wouldn't have time this year.
And this isn't an insurance issue for him, is it either? We don't know that either.
Right.
I wish we'd had more time. I wish. We have a
limited amount of time. We have been doing something for hotels based on the year of COVID, who were especially hit, and we've been coming in at about a 10% drop from the assessed value. And the reason that we're doing that is most hotels have not been reassessed in about 8 to 10 years. Otherwise, we probably would go more. But because you haven't been reassessed, we've been going about 10%. That would bring your figure down to $6,842,833. I know it's not everything you're wanting, but that's to be consistent. I think that I would make that motion. Do you have any other comment on this?
Me?
Are you asking?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yeah. I don't have anything to comment further now.
Okay. I go ahead.
I would like to see that 10% plus the $148,000 hard costs that they have in repairing that. So take the 10% and subtract the $148,000. I think would be fair.
Well, just to make it even, why don't we just do 67 even. $6.7 million.
Okay.
That's off a few thousand. I'm just going to say that I would move that we reduce the appraised value down to $6.7 million.
All right. We have a motion. I second that motion. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes on BOE number 283, Grand Plaza Hotel. Valuation change to $6,700,000. That's the appraised value. Blake, I know that's not what you were seeking after. You do have the ability to appeal that to the State Tax Commission. You will be getting a card in the mail stating this change of valuation there, and we appreciate your time today.
Great. Typically, how long does it take to receive the notice of change?
Great question. Wesley, do you know?
Oh, I haven't sent any out yet. It's
a week or two?
It might be a week.
Okay. A little over a week, sir.
Okay, great. I appreciate you guys' time this afternoon.
Yep. Have a great one. Thanks, Blake.
You too.
Bye. Taylor Hunter Development, Silverwood Court. Yes, Wesley.
We had a lady that just called, waiting on our call.
Who is that? I'm guessing. I've almost know.
It says in person, but.
This here's Birch Hammond.
Oh.
We've got her number.
Oh, Beth Hammond.
Oh, okay.
Burge.
No, the husband's name is Burge.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.